Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm Maureen, and I will be with you for the next hour here on theCUBE, 88.9 FM, right here in the Townships. And it's official, we are now in the autumn season. On today's show, in the first half hour, I will be speaking with Daniel Colombe. Daniel is the host of the Friday Drive show and also the Saturday and Sunday morning Classic Hits show. Today, Daniel will be talking about a special radio-themed event he has organized. And I also have David Teasdale in the second part of today's show. David will talk about his passion for radio and his take on the event coming up on September 27th, the Townships English Radio event. It will happen at CJMQ and later in the evening, the Piggery. I will also have some community event announcements, some health news, and some music. We will start the show with a song by Rush, Spirit of Radio.
Sound of salesmen.
My guest in the first half hour today is Daniel Colombe. Daniel has been a part of CJMQ for 15 years now, bringing his passion for talk and music to our airwaves. Before joining CJMQ, he was also part of the much-loved and now-defunct English radio station CKTS, which holds a special place in the hearts of many in the townships. Daniel is now organizing a very special event, Townships Radio Tribute Day, on September 27th, Saturday. During the day, visitors are invited to come by CJMQ, located at 3355 College Street in Sherbrooke, Lenoxville, tour the studio, meet the host, and enjoy a live outdoor broadcast if weather permits. Then in the evening, the celebration continues at the Piggery Theater in North Hatley, where the public can mingle with former CKTS host, as well as the current voices of CJMQ, and hear speeches that honor the history and future of English radio in the Eastern Townships. I'm delighted to have Daniel with me today to talk about this exciting day and his own journey in radio. Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and today I'm really pleased to welcome Daniel Colombe to the Townships at 12. Now, Daniel, you're well-known to our listeners as the host of the Friday Drive talk show and also the Weekend Classic Hits program. Can you tell us a bit about how you first got started with CJMQ?
Well, thank you, Maureen, for inviting me. I much appreciate being here. It's a little strange for me. Normally, I'm the one doing the interviews, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But think back. It's all obviously because of Ted Silver, everyone's good friend. I'd been out of radio for quite a bit, but missed it so much. And I thought Ted was insane by being involved on the weekend with CJMQ. You know, he would work during the week and then work with you on the weekends. And he'd be with David and yourself. And this was late 1990s and early 2000s, and the internet and CJMQ were still at the startup stage. So I was fascinated through how innovative CJMQ was by inviting Ted to explore the on-air partnership thing. And I thought, well, if Ted can do it, I can do it too, and got involved with the Saturday mornings, and that led to me being involved as a volunteer. And along the way, well, I really appreciated being part of the civic engagement thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, we really appreciate all you guys on the weekend and the talk show you do too. It's amazing.
Thank you.
What do you enjoy most about hosting the talk show, the Friday Drive on Fridays, and meeting such a variety of guests from the Eastern Townships?
Well, that's such a great question. So many things, Maureen. Being involved with Sonia and John and, of course, Mike McDevitt, definitely the people. Every Friday, you know, I get to sit down with somebody from the Eastern Townships, whether it's an artist, a local leader, somebody doing something inspiring. You learn so much about the community that way. It's really a privilege for me to share the stories on air.
Mm-hmm. Now, on weekends, you shift gears to classic hits. What is it about that music that speaks to you and to our audience?
Oh, man. It's my youth, you know. Keeps me young. It's not only the junk food, but the youth. The music keeps me going, you know. Those songs are timeless. And I guess they carry a lot of memories. The music that played in the background of daily life, it continues. And you can listen to something, Maureen, and think, oh, I know what I was doing when that happened. And I think listeners enjoy being transported back to those moments. And for me, it's like the joy to be the one that plays the soundtrack to those memories.
Okay, I can understand that. It's popular with a lot of people, even the younger generation now.
Boy, I appreciate you saying that.
Okay. Special events. CJMQ has a very special event coming up, CJMQ Radio Day, and that happens on September 27th, a Saturday. Can you tell us about what this day is all about? Because I think you were the brainchild of this day.
Actually, Ted, David Teasdale, you know, it was a collaboration sort of thing, but it's really a full celebration of radio in the Eastern Townships, past, present, and future. And it's a rich history, Maureen. You know, we'll be live all day on location, right near the studio. And we'll meet listeners and we'll revisit CJMQ, CKTS history. And I really want it to be important that how people, you listen to CJMQ, for example, all day long, you take it for granted, sort of speak, because it's there. But it's continuing, CJMQ is, to be that community voice today. And radio has been such an important part of the townships, and we want that data focused on that.
Mm-hmm. That is such a good point. Now, you and the other radio hosts, along with David Teasdale, station manager, you'll be meeting the public. What kinds of things can visitors expect when they drop by the studio?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is people can expect a warm welcome. Everyone that goes there will be meeting the voices they hear every day and every weekend, see how the live broadcast works, and share their own radio memories. You know, disc jockeys and announcers work inside the confines of a studio. You know this. But this is a chance to meet with people who appreciate the music and the words and the craft. It's September 27, it's going to be informal, but it's going to be fun, and it's really a great way to connect with the people behind the microphones.
It is. Why do you think it's important for the community to have opportunities like this to connect directly with their local radio station?
Well, radio has been around, and it's about community. It's a two-way street. You know, events like this, they let listeners put faces to the voices, and it reminds everyone, all of us, I guess, why local radio matters. It connects neighbors, it tells stories, and it keeps the community strong. I guess that's my best answer.
Those are really important points. Now, when does it start?
Well, the day itself, I'm going to be on the air at 7 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Then Ted and Isaac and Bob and Frank, these are the people that you already know on weekends. They'll be there. But we also have people coming from all places in Canada and the United States. They'll be joining us as well. But, you know, at the same time, if you have somebody from the community who wants to hear themselves on the radio, we'd be more than happy to talk to everyone and anyone. And so that's going to go on till about 4 o'clock, right in front, right outside the studios at CJNQ.
3355 College Street in Sherbrooke in Lenoxville, right in the same building as Townshipers Association. So after that, the party continues at the Piggery. Tell us about that.
Well, that evening, Maureen, the tribute continues. It's the Piggery Theater in North Hatley. There's no better place for us to get together with the public. Now, the evening starts at 8 o'clock, and this is sort of going out on a limb here. I'm going to be the host, and you're thinking, well, why is it Ted Silver the host? Well, Ted Silver is central to everything that's happened in radio in the Eastern Townships of the past 50 years, so he's going to be talking way more than I'm going to. And the evening will revisit the memories of CKTS radio, the pre-1975 period. And what I mean about that is then, of course, it was a sort of a different station. We had a new type of CKTS come along in September of 1975. We're going to talk about that. But we also want to talk about Radio Bishops and how CJMQ came along as well. Because, you know, if it wouldn't have been for CJMQ, who knows what would have happened to the English community's radio broadcasting here. So these are all things that we want to talk about. And the audience, Maureen, will have a chance, the opportunity to ask questions and engage directly with the figures of the past to the present. We have, among others, Bob Halsall, who actually worked at CKTS in the late 90s, early 70s, and Ted and Isaac and Paul DeZormo and Frank Cavallaro and Bob Nagg and Scott Coates, Marty Lamar. Bianco Battistini was a salesperson in the 70s, yourself, David. And so we can talk about, you know, bring back memories. And give the opportunity for the people in the auditorium as well to ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
And the cool thing about this is admission is free. Suggested donation at the door to help the Piggery, of course. But the event is open to the public, and everyone's welcome to share the stories and the music and the memories. And we'll be asking the public for their thoughts as well. So it's really an English radio township's kumbaya. On the 27th of September.
Okay, sounds really well organized and a lot of fun. And the Piggery is such an important place in our community too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What are some of your memories or thoughts about CKTS? I believe it closed in, was it 91 or 92?
That's right. Oh, man, when I think about the station, there are two CKTS. There's the pre-1975 station. Man, I used to listen to Rick DeLorme in the late 60s and 70s. I don't know if that name rings a bell for you.
I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, he was the disc jockey who was playing Bob Dylan and the Youngbloods, and I was listening to him on my small transistor radio in my room. He was a real institution, and for decades, that was the station that kept the English community, the English-speaking community connected, you know, through music, and local news, and familiar voices. Did you realize that 50 years ago, this fall, 1975, a group from Quebec City came along? Dave Atkinson was the general manager, Isaac Shane, Sandy Davis, and a guy called Ted Silver came along, and they joined Gordon Breen and Ron Smith and Larry Hill, and the sound was much more like what I was used to listening, like from the stations in Buffalo and Albany and New York. Well, that was, you know, that had become a fun music radio station, very, very different from the pre-1975 period. And when you think about it, today, 2025, many of today's broadcasters got their start in the 1980s with TED. People still talk about the impact that that little radio station had on their daily lives.
That is really interesting. Do you think that CJMQ carries forward some of the traditions or the spirit of CKTS?
Oh, a definite yes and more. You know, technology's changed, but the mission is the same, and that's really being a voice for the townships, reflecting the community. What we want to do is we want that connection to continue to be alive. CJMQ, you know, I'm selling you on something you've already bought, to Maureen. But CJMQ is very much in the spirit of what CKTS represented, but not in a corporate sort of way. It's being kept alive under very different conditions. You know, as radio's popularity has evolved and changed over the years, today, there you and David, you've got a board of directors, but you have a people, you know, you have people that don't do this for the money. They do this for the passion. I think that, yes, in a way, it's still that station from 50 years ago, but the times have changed, and this station has changed along with it.
Definitely, I can agree. A lot of passion going into the radio station, CJMQ.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to talk a little bit about another exciting project that's new, the streaming. CJMQ now offers a streaming option dedicated to classic hits all day long. Can you explain how listeners can access that and what kind of music they'll hear?
Well, we're still in the soft launch period at this point, and we're going to be launching this on the 27th of September. But I'm really excited about it. David Teasdale was the one that came up with the idea. Now, there are radio stations everywhere. They offer an alternative to the regular FM signal. You think of digital broadcasting, and what they do is they enable the station to stay the course with its message and commercials, but they also offer musical alternatives. And, you know, this is stuff we couldn't have even imagined, you know, 50, even 20 years ago. So how people can access this starting on the 27th, it's going to be really, really easy. You'll just go to the CJMQ website, click on the Classic Hit Stream, it should be a little radio button, and you'll get a 24/7 music of the 70s, 80s, and 90s, sort of like a recreation of what Ted and Franco and Bob and I and Isaac do on weekends, but that's going to be available 24/7. It's like turning back the clock and hearing the songs people loved during the CKTS era, but in a modern sort of way. And we're sort of excited about that. So you still have CJMQ, only a different music type, if that's what you wish. And the cool thing is, of course, being on stream, being on the internet, you can hear it all over the world.
That is really exciting. So definitely CJMQ will be expanding its reach, and it's a great opportunity for advertisers too.
Yeah, streaming just means no longer being, you know, bound by geography. You can be in Lenoxville or Montreal or Florida, anywhere you want in the world, and still be connected to the townships. And it's also introducing, who knows, new audiences to the station who might stumble upon us online.
Mm-hmm. That is so true. Now, looking ahead, what are you most excited about, both for your own shows and for CJMQ as a whole?
Wow. I guess for me, want to continue to bring both great conversations, great music to listeners. But there are two things that I love most. For CJMQ, I'm really, really excited about how the station is growing. I guess we could say the stations are growing now. Embracing new technology while staying true to the very, very local and personal feel that makes community radio so special.
Okay. Now, finally, why should people mark their calendars and come out to the CJMQ Radio Day on September 27th?
Well, this is the big question. We'd love to see you. We're going to be operating a little tent just outside the studio during the day. And then I hope, I've got my fingers crossed for the piggery at night. Because it's going to be, Maureen, a one-in-a-kind celebration. You get to relive some wonderful memories, meet radio legends and current voices, and see what local radio is all about. And it's really a rare chance to not only celebrate the past, but, you know, I was thinking about this before you called, but celebrate the present and maybe the future, too. There's so much being done today. Maureen, think of all the people involved in this little radio station that you've got going here. And the station is evolving. Look at Derek Bullard. Such a great job with news and community involvement. He's somewhere almost every week. And Radio Bingo. I mean, wow. Could you have imagined Radio Bingo just like 5 years ago? And it's fun. And it's got the area buzzing. And that's no small feat. You know, supporting the future of English radio in the townships and getting people to talk about you, that's something. I'm very proud to be part of that.
No, we're definitely very proud to have you on board, and very well said. Anything we left out that you'd like to add, Daniel?
I'll be there on the 27th, okay? And keep listening. And, you know, keep telling us that you're listening and that you appreciate, because sometimes here we are in a little booth playing music or doing a news and interview show like you're doing, and you wonder, well, you know, do people appreciate it? Is it a cool thing? I do it because I'm passionate about it. It's something I do, and it's something I love doing, and I'll probably go to the grave keep doing it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to share that passion with townshippers, and I hope that it's indeed appreciated.
Oh, well, we appreciate you and all the guys on the weekend for sure. Very well spoken, Daniel, as always, and definitely looking forward to seeing you and all the gang on the 27th.
Thank you so much for this. I so appreciate talking to you.
Thanks again, Daniel. Have a great day. Bye. And next up, we have some community event announcements for you. Art Circuit Exhibition coming up in Quiticook, September 27th and 28th from 10 a.m. to 17 hours, 5 p.m. Visit five different places: the Arts and Culture Pavilion, the Bon Museum, La Maison de la Famille, the Micro Brasserie HOP Station, and the François Maurice Library. Visit Circuit des Arts Quiticook at gmail.com. The St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club will have a tent on September 27th and 28th at the Johnville Bog. Come and visit them. Also, please note that their presentation for September 24th at the Amity Baudouin Community Center has been canceled. Look for another presentation in October. And we have some news from the ANAF Unit 318, the hut over on St. Francis Street. The next unit meeting will be taking place on Wednesday, September 24th at 7 p.m. Open to all members, your chance to find out about all the things going on and have your say. Country Music with Sid Aulis, every Sunday in September at 1:30 p.m. Admission is $10. You must be 18 years and over. Cribbage League, Thursday night at 6:30 p.m. For more information, call Patsy, 819-837-3057, or Camille, 819-837-1385. The canteen returns every Friday starting at 5 p.m. Sunday brunch, September 28th from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Bacon, sausages, ham, eggs, pancakes, and baked beans. bookings. They have dates available for rental of the hall. Contact calendar director Nina at ninars24@gmail.com. The Pumpkin and Harvest Festival in Lenoxville will be happening on September 28th. That is a Sunday. Starts at 11 a.m. and goes until 4 p.m. right in the heart of Lenoxville. Pumpkin weighing, activities for kids, fun for the whole family. The Lenoxville Ascot Historical and Museum Society invites you to a gathering at Uplands on Saturday morning, October 4th at 10 a.m. Living Through Ascot's Twilight, Edgar Orr and Ralph Broadhurst will be presented by guest speaker Royal Orr. Free admission, everyone is welcome. Mental Health History invites everybody to celebrate their 20th anniversary at their open house coming up on Saturday, October 4th, 1 to 4 p.m. in the conference room at Mental Health History's offices, 3355 College Street, door number 2 in Sherbrooke, Lenoxville. Enjoy live music by local duo, Two of a Kind, Valerie Crate, and Francois Lompre. Free refreshments, door prizes, optional activities, and the chance to explore the lending library and in-house creations. This free community event welcomes everybody. No registration required. Drop in any time between 1 and 4 p.m. to help them mark this special milestone. For more information, visit the Facebook or Instagram pages. Email info@mentalhealthhistory.com or call 819-565-3777. The Canadian Federation of University Women, Sherbrooke and District, will be having a fundraising classical music concert coming up on Saturday, October 4th at 3 p.m. This event will be held at the St. Elizabeth Church, located at 3115 Cableton Road in North Hatley. Tickets are $20. To reserve a ticket, call Janet Watson, 819-820-7628, or Geraldine McGurk, 819-565-0542. A chance to enjoy beautiful music in a charming venue. A wonderful way to start the beautiful fall season. Limited parking at the church, but free parking at the municipal parking lot across from the church. I would like to thank my guest in the first half of today's show, CJMQ radio host Daniel Colombe. We will take a break and hear the news with Derek Bullard, and then we will be right back with part two of today's show. And I will talk with David Teasdale, CJMQ's station manager for over 21 years now. We will close part one of today's show with Donna Summer on the radio. I never told a soul.